This is Figuring It Out, a podcast by Pool House New York and hosted by me, Andrew. In this podcast, we're going to dig a little deeper on the topics we discuss on Instagram. I hope you tag along for the ride. I have a feeling it's going to be a good one. Hey everyone. In this episode, I want to talk about letting go. In particular, I want to talk about letting go of things in order to let something better grow. Sometimes we know something better needs to grow, but sometimes we're scared to let go. We're scared to let go of things that we've worked so hard for up until this point, because we think it would be a waste to let go of these things. It would be like throwing them down the drain. But it's not a waste. It's not a waste to let go of something that isn't for you. I think learning what isn't for you is just as valuable as learning what is. I think a lot of the time, that's the only way to find out what is for you. It's by making mistakes, failing, and getting back up again. It's learning to not make the same mistakes again. I've talked in this podcast before how I used to be a corporate finance attorney in New York City. And back when I was an attorney, I knew for a long time that being a lawyer wasn't for me. I knew there was something else I was meant to do. Something else that was calling me. And for the longest time, I couldn't accept that. I couldn't accept letting go of all the hard work I had done up until that point. You see, I went to law school. I went to a very good law school. Worked so hard to get in there. And then I got a really fancy law job, and that was also very hard, very challenging to get. A lot of people would have given anything to be in that situation. I got to that point and realized that my heart was just not in this, and that if I kept going down this path, I was gonna become someone I really didn't want to be. But then one day, I realized the only reason I'm staying here, the only reason I haven't quit yet, is because I'm scared that things won't work out. That if I try to do something more creative, something in the arts, that I would fail. But then I realized, Andrew, you could have failed being a lawyer too. There were a lot of odds that you wouldn't have gotten into those schools you wanted to go to. And there was a really good chance you weren't going to get a fancy law job in New York City. But you did it. You accomplished something not a lot of people do accomplish. And it was something that you weren't necessarily passionate about. So imagine if you actually pursued something you were passionate about, something that your heart was in. And then when I came to terms with that, I realized I have to let go of this. I have to let go of this and give myself a chance at doing something that I love, because otherwise I was going to regret it. And then I realized I had already put in this work, but I can't let it stop me from doing what I know I should be doing. I can't let it hold me back. And now after some time has passed since that decision, I realize that my worries of giving up everything I worked so hard for was very misguided, because it wasn't a waste. Me going to law school, me becoming an attorney, I didn't throw it down the drain, because I became someone I never would have been otherwise. I experienced things that are shaping the stories I tell even to this day, and I'm grateful for that. Law school was where I honed my writing skills in the beginning. I don't think I would be the same writer, or as good in my mind, had I not done that. And on top of that, I think my experience of becoming a lawyer has set me up to live a better life than I ever could have otherwise. That experience, as hard as it was and as bleak as it was at times, because it was bleak, I was very sad at certain points, it taught me what I didn't want. It taught me what it felt like to do something that I really didn't want to do, something that I was only doing in order to impress other people. And I'll never forget that feeling, because I never want to go back to it. And had I not become a lawyer, I probably would have made that mistake in another area of my life, or somewhere else along the way. So, all in all, I'm just trying to say that it's okay to let go. Things get better. They become something better than you could ever anticipate. And letting go doesn't mean everything up until that point was a waste. That stuff shaped you. It made your story that much richer. It turned you into a person you never would have been otherwise. A person who can now make better decisions. Decisions that are going to take them to places more wonderful than they could ever imagine. And as someone once said, that's a beautiful journey. A beautiful journey isn't one that goes in a straight line. A beautiful journey, it goes forward and back and left and right and through mountains and snow. And if you're lucky, which I think you are, it'll take you to places you never knew you wanted to go. Hey everyone, if you're enjoying this podcast or any of my work on Instagram, I want to invite you to support me on Patreon. I'll be posting exclusive content there. Links will be in my description. Music for this episode was composed by Harold Malcolm. You can follow him on Instagram @HaroldMalcolm. I hope you all have a great rest of your day. Bye.